Pam Bondi, Jack Smith seized Trump's government-issued phone, subpoenaed his phone calls, an unprecedented action. By Sean Moran on November 4, 2025. Attorney General Pam Bondi on Tuesday said that the Biden-era special counsel Jack Smith subpoenaed President Donald Trump's personal phone records as well as his government-issued phone as part of its investigation into January 6. Bondi wrote, "During the Arctic Frost investigation, we found that special counsel seized President Trump's government-issued phone. This means the Biden administration turned over President Trump's phone to special counsel, an unprecedented action. In addition, special counsel subpoenaed all of President Trump's personal phone records. We can never again allow this kind of government weaponization in America. I submitted these new documents to our partners on Capitol Hill. I commend our team at the FBI for working diligently to expose this." Bondi's revelation is the latest exposure of the investigation into the protests on January 6, 2021, formerly known as Arctic Frost. As part of the investigation, Smith issued 197 subpoenas to 34 individuals and 163 entities, which included banks and political groups. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley, RIA, found that 8 senators and 1 House lawmaker were subpoenaed as part of Arctic Frost. Lawmakers have moved to impeach Judge James Boasberg, who authorized surveillance orders of lawmakers as part of the investigation. Arctic Frost is Joe Biden's Watergate, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, said. Merrick Garland was a fundamentally corrupt attorney general. Jack Smith was a fundamentally corrupt prosecutor. This was a political enemies list from the beginning. 197 subpoenas for 430 Republican entities and individuals. That is an absolute and egregious abuse of power. I am right now calling on the House to impeach Judge Boasberg, Cruz added. Judge Boasberg put his robes down, stood up, and said, "Sign me up to be part of the partisan vendetta against 20% of the Republicans in the Senate." Senator Eric Schmidt, RMO, said that what Boasberg did to Senator Cruz and maybe other senators absolutely, and I don't say this lightly, absolutely is worthy of impeachment proceedings. There has to be accountability.